introduce you to the gentlemen here on the stage. They're called the Sugar Canes. On the accordion, Mr. Jeff Taylor. On the guitar and vocals, Mr. Jim Lauderdale. On the double bass here, Dennis Crouch. On the mandolin, Mike Compton. On the dobro, Jerry Douglas. And with this cautionary tale, bearing in mind the location we're in, on the violin, leading up this cautionary tale, this is Stuart Duncan. To no good, and I'll be bound. This here song, it comes from some advice that my father gave me. My father's a singer too. And when I decided in a life of show business, or as we like to call it, music hall, he gave me two bits of advice. He said, never, ever look up to a note, always look down. No, I have no idea what it means either. And he also said, son, someday your name may be in lights. You may even play the San Michele Winery in Woodinville. Because a little bit later on, you might have to trace your name down the playbill a little bit until you get to that tiny print where just above where they print the liquor licensing. And this is about just such a gentleman.
Down among the wines and spirits, where a man gets what it merits, to his written letters, I have feet tall.
Blame it on me. Oh, it's your fault.
got what he can find you somebody else. Every single time I feel you little strong, they tell me it's a crime of
Yeah.
from previous visits, this is a salubrious location. I said salubrious, not lubricated. Or maybe that as well, I don't know. Anyway, I brought my electric guitar with me as a consequence. Don't get too excited, it's only got four strings on it.
Thank you.
Mike and I are gonna kick this one up. We lost a good friend of ours this week, a great musician from Washington State, Larry Nechtel, passed this week. I don't know whether if you don't know who he is, you would heard his playing for sure. He played on a couple of less lovely records of mine, but he brought a beautiful touch to everything he did. He played on Mr. Tambourine Man and Good Vibrations and Brewjobber Trouble Water. So we have to thank him very much, and it's very sad that he's passing this week. He's one of the great sons of this state. We play God, when I sit and I'm gonna leave. Everybody loves a happy ending, but we don't even try. We go straight past pretending to the part where everybody loves to cry. Sign up ahead of me in the next couple of days. It's something to do with the speed limit. It says 55 on it. I don't know what else it means. All I know what to do is go straight through. And I was checking the old almanac, and the almanac tells you who you share your birthday with. I share it with you can probably tell I share it with Ivan the Terrible and Sean Connery. And Billy Ray Cyrus. It was going so well until that last one. Anyway, people have been giving me gifts, and somebody gave me a gift of a DVD the other night. And it was a DVD of an English current affairs program, or a culture program from the 80s. I think it was the 80s or the early 90s. And me and Nick Lowe were... yeah, that's right, let's hear it from Nick. We were the guests of Johnny Cash and the Carter family at the Royal Albert Hall in London. It was pretty... And of course, it was one of those weird periods where the BBC had seemed to think that nobody in England knew who the hell Johnny Cash was. So there was this kind of terrible voiceover that said, "And here seen at the Royal Albert Hall, the American folk singer, Johnny Cash, with his much better known former son-in-law, Nick Lowe, and the aging punk rocker, Elvis Costello." And it cuts to this footage of us doing, at the Encore, doing Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And I remember this distinctly because it was a moment of great terror for me, because the Royal Albert Hall was designed for 300 people to sing in. The Huddersfield Choral Society would go and sing endless oratorios during Victorian times, to kind of when Queen Victoria was in mourning. And so there we are, and they're all singing all the verses and everything, and June Carter comes up to me and says, "You take the next verse." I say, "I can't." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because you've sung them all." She said, "Make one up." Now, she's a member of the Carter family, so you do as you're told. And I've told people about this over the years, and they look at me as if I'm making it up, but there in this clip, unbelievably, is the one verse that I made up off the top of my head that the BBC thought was more important than seeing Johnny Cash. Well, we're not going to sing that for you tonight. But we are going to sing this song that I wrote for John that he recorded.
Yeah. someone you love. Say that I did or if I did. It's just like shame, that kind of love is all it's in. Lock me up before the eyes in my head. They never got me for a thing I really did.
Some song that you can buy on Secret Profane and Sugar Cane. I mean one that's not even in the shop. That's if you can find a shop. This one's so new we had to go to the studio at midnight to wax it. Just inside, you better say your prayers. You got a noose that fits you in some gallows.
as fast as you was ready to kill. Jumped out the window cause you couldn't sit still. Julia was waiting for the safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me how to miss the dance?
Christian Anderson. I wrote this here song about him, and he was this genius that wrote all of these. We're gonna build a little grotto down here, you know, charge. Yeah, I would like a copy of that. That's gonna get us in a lot of trouble with our wives. I think it was two girls, wasn't it? I don't know. Anyway, as I was telling you, Hans Christian Andersen, he wrote all these stories that we all like to frighten children with. I'm hiding them from our boys, that's for certain. You know? But he also was an incredibly ugly man. He was what we call in England unfortunate. And he was always going around falling in love with the wrong person, and he fell in love with this one famous singer called Jenny Lind, and the story goes that when he asked her why she couldn't return his love, she handed him a looking glass. Well, I thought that's a country song right there. Well, it's not a country song, but it's this song. Thank you. So about this woman, the broke Hans Christian Andersen's heart. This woman was the most famous singer of her day in 1850. She was called Jenny Lind, and she was renowned among the crowned heads of Europe. In 1850, she came to America at the behest of the famous showman P.T. Barnum. And 7,000 people turned out to hear her sing on the docks in New York without a microphone. It was kind of like a Celine Dion concert. You can't get far enough away. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, she went on to tour the United States and pretty much invent the concert tour business as we know it today. So Barnum and his elephant and her, they're all responsible. And she went on to kind of be, I don't know, you'd name anybody, the Beyoncé, the Barbara Streisand, the Faith Hill, the Leanne Rimes, all rolled into one. And if you read the account of that tour of 1850, it starts out well in the upper northern states, and they're playing in fancy theaters, and then once they get out of those environs there, any standing structure, sometimes no standing structure, is pressed into service as a concert hall. Could be a field by a winery. Could be a pig shed. Could be a locomotive yard. And by the time the tour got to Nashville, it started to read much more like an account of Motley Crue's tour. There were broken hearts and broken noses and unpaid bills and duels and fistfights. And I know you're going to find the next thing I say extremely difficult to believe, but among the musicians, there was drunkenness. And sometimes among the audience, too. I know that's very hard to believe, but if you feel any of these urges within you, and heaven knows at this hour they're inclined to come out, there's a place in this song just for you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
You know, my wife's coming through here in a couple of days' time. You give her a fine welcome you've given to us. Last time I was here with her, she timed her set just right so that when the train went by, she played Take the A Train. But we can't manage that. This here song is about a no-good son of a gun who goes around the country in a purple hat. And he's got his hand in your back pocket. I don't know what it is he's looking for. Actually, I do. He's the kind of character that, smart. Thank you. He's the kind of character who's gonna goose all the women and flatter all the men, or maybe it's the other way around. Anyway, we're gonna get it now. Thank you.
outside and you will be as the heathens on this fight. The Bible tells you you will be freezing under the camp. When the TV deposits you in the waters inside, the wet foot on my overcoat went down fine. On a rib on and curtain, they captured my heart. To the playing of the piano and the cocktail. Thank you.
Rebecca's going to help me out with this one. Oh, my goodness, and Jeff Taylor's going to kick this one up.
when he wants everything. We'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the rocks and separates the his own decision. Kids caught up in the mechanism of smoothness, who act like kings in broken suit, bring everything. The dark and night was swiftly fading, close to the dark.
Thank you.
So when you got rusted, you know the angels won't wear my red shoes. Where they told me about the side of the bargain, that's what I feel that I cannot refuse. And I won't get older now that the angels won't wear my red shoes. Watching while you dance away, I like so far to see. I'm so new. When you look, I understand. You were not impressed. Heard you left that little friend of mine. Take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like these other sick of Valentine's. Cause I don't know if you love loving somebody. All I know it isn't mine. Thank you.
I guess the little sisters. Thank you. Good night, God bless you. See you again.